Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
And the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Second hour of Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. It's currently 1:05 in Edmonton. Oilers Now is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. You can continue to text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. We had a texter say, Bob, the Calgary Flames have lost 11 straight season openers. I was like, really? So I hopped on Hockey Reference, and sure enough, the Calgary Flames, congrats to that texter, he's right. The Flames have dropped 11 straight season opening games, including three of those losses coming against the Edmonton Oilers, two of which featured big performances by Connor McDavid at Rogers Place. The other one was a 4-0 victory for Edmonton at the start of the 10-11 season. Jordan Eberle scored maybe the goal of the year in that game, and Steve McIntyre had the fight of the year as well. All right, Kevin Weeks is going to be joining us for Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in solar electrical installation and service, electrical prefabrication solar. We head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline and hook up with future NHL president Kevin Weeks from ESPN and the NHL Network. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm great, Stoff. How you doing, man? What's a good word?
Well, I mean, first of all, how did the first ESPN last night was Wayne Gretzky and TNT with Paul Bissonnette and Rick Tocchet was part of that show. Now Anson Carter, is he on the TNT show? And I'm just thinking. And then ESPN was your guys' night the night before. So how did your
pick
with Mark Messier and company? How did that go for ESPN?
It was great, actually. It was a lot of fun. It seems like you guys have your former Oiler fingerprints all over these broadcasts, but between us and TNT. But, yeah, no, it went really well. Our ESPN debut was excellent. The early game had, obviously, the defending cup champ, Tampa Bay Lightning, raising the banner against the Pittsburgh Penguins at Tampa. Pittsburgh forgot that memo because Mike Sullivan, their coach, had them pumped up. They slapped them 6-2, although three goals were empty netters. But a real hard-fought victory for Pittsburgh. And we had Steve Levy, Barry Melrose, Mess, and Chelly on the set. And then we also had our crew calling the game. And then we had our late game with our crew, which was the Seattle Kraken making their NHL debut, their inaugural game playing against the Vegas Golden Knights at Vegas. You know, Vegas is the best show and the best atmosphere in the National Hockey League, best hockey atmosphere in the world right now at their building at T-Mobile Arena. And I was on alongside Linda Cohn and with the rest of our crew. So it went really well. The ratings were through the roof, setting records for ratings in the NHL here on the U.S. broadcast with us on ESPN, which was great. I mean, it was up 54% over the 2019 doubleheader last year, season opener, and up 19% over the 2020 season opening tripleheader as well. So it was, we got great numbers, and more importantly, the games were compelling, and we got a lot of great texts from people in the business, players, coaches, and a lot of great reviews from fans and stuff. And TNT did a great job last night as well. So it's better for the game when it's thriving on all the platforms back in Canada and here in the U.S. and around the world. It just makes our game a better place.
No question, and that's where I want to go next. As a color analyst for the team here, this is year 14, with the exception of last year, you know, I traveled. And for me, ESPN was a must, okay?
No question.
Like, it just, you're not relevant as a guy who would travel all around the United States, and it just further enforced my passion for college football in the fall because of where ESPN places a priority college and NFL football in the fall. But I was like, hockey, with all due respect to NBC, it just wasn't relevant enough on that platform. And it's a game changer to be on ESPN, and we'll get you to speak to that. But I also love the TNT basketball show with Shaq and Charles Barkley. And,
right.
And so they're going to do it a little bit differently with the personalities. And I think that you're going to end up I know it's a competition, but you're also going to be complimenting each other in a way, aren't you, Kevin?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're all in the greater hockey and NHL family. And I think for Sportsnet and TSN back home to do what they do, it's huge for all of the partners back home to have the distribution that it has, to be in as many million households, especially considering the fact that Canada, we have, a small population relative to such a huge landmass. And then here south of the border, it's massive to be on the worldwide leader in sports. I did the World Cup for ESPN up in Toronto in 2016. The NHL, the Hockey World Cup of Hockey, which was amazing. But now I'm being on there, in addition to the NHL Network as well, and being on ESPN now and seeing that they're prioritizing hockey. They want to showcase Connor McDavid. They want to showcase Leon Draisaitl, Austin Matthews, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Tate, Cale Makar, your Albertan. What that does is it brings our sport on a day-to-day conversation on multiple platforms on ESPN, and it gives us the credibility we deserve. Like, I had this conversation with Bill Foley, who owns Vegas, Commissioner Bettman, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. Our sport, our players deserve to be. People need to see Connor McDavid flying through the neutral zone. Just the way you see Steph Curry dropping threes, just the way you see Cristiano Ronaldo, the GOAT, and doing what he does every time he touches a soccer ball. We need to have McDavid there. Draisaitl needs to be there. Matthews needs to be there. Now we have the opportunity through ESPN and then on the games on TNT, we have the opportunity to give our players and the sport and our fans and our corporate partners what we deserve. So we're not second tier, because quite frankly, our sport is one of the top in the world. We're biased, as Gretz says, and Mess. We think it's the best game in the world, and we want to be able to showcase it with as many people as possible. And Stoff, and for you listeners, here's what's interesting, right? So the game's going on. We have, the two games on opening night, as I mentioned. And I'm getting texts from players around the league, coaches around the league, team personnel, management, owners, trainers, you name it. I'm getting other people in the business. Like, I've got buddies that I grew up with that live in Germany that are texting. Billy Nieminen, that I played with at the Rangers, who's back home in Finland, who's texting. A gentleman who does the games in China, this gentleman named Long Mu, who does the NHL games, he's texting. Another gentleman, Charles Tranion, who works for Canal Plus in France, he's texting. So that's what I mean. That's where Draisaitl, Nurse, McDavid, and let's using the Oilers as an example, those players are up front in the global conversation, which is what they deserve, and our sport deserves that.
Yeah, and I think it's great that you're on the television side. Of course, we met all those years ago when you worked the West games for Hockey Night in Canada back in the early 2010s. And I'm glad because and I'll use it in radio. So here locally, we're local radio in Edmonton. It's not national TV, but I'm cheering for the guys at the sports station too. Like, Dave Jameson's going through a health issue right now. We're cheering for Dave. Dave's a great guy, right? Jason Greger's got a show there. I want to see those guys because I love sport and we talk about sport. And so, yeah, we got Reed Wilkins doing our show here at Ched tonight, but I'm cheerful and I'm really pleased to hear that there's a collaborative effort. And I want to get you on another thing. Because of the opportunity that's there, I have a theory that this is going to help showcase the skill and potentially change how games are managed in the league and how we, because you watch the NBA.
I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going.
I know exactly where you're going.
In the NBA, if they didn't protect the stars in the NBA, Shaq and Charles Barkley would be kicking the snot out of them on the air. And you got Wayne Gretzky at TNT, and you got Mark Messier at ESPN, two of the biggest names. And oh, by the way, they both played for the Oilers, and the Oilers have the best player in the world right now on their team in Connor McDavid, who did not draw a penalty call in 8 straight playoff games. I sent that to Wayne yesterday. He's like, you got to be kidding me. He didn't get a I'm like, he didn't get a call in 2 straight playoff series. Leon Draisaitl, one of the top 5. I mean, it was old school 1994 New Jersey's Devils hockey in that triple overtime game last year against Winnipeg. Hey, the Jets deserve to win. Hellebuck was great, but make the calls. So the question is, do you think this will help the star players because you've got ESPN and TNT now supporting the product, Kevin?
I would think so. I mean, that was actually raised in some of our discussions, which I can't go too deep on, but from the standpoint of ESPN, that was raised, and internally, I know that for a fact. I know that that was asked of Steve Walkum, who's awesome as the director of officiating for the league, who's great, by the way. Steve likes it old school, too. He respects the old school game, but he respects the skill. He was a great ref, one of the best refs that I had the privilege of when I was playing. When he was on a game, we knew that the skill guys could play, but he also knew that he allowed some flexibility, right? And there's a league standard in officiating, as you know, and there's also everybody's individual standard. But here's something to remember, too, for a lot of the fans that are listening. Now, when I came in the league in the mid-90s and being around that time, you also had refs that had much longer tenure, and everybody had their own flavor. So Donnie Van Matsenhoven, you know, go around the horn who the different refs were, Kerry Frazier. Their standard, you know, some guys liked it a little rougher. Some guys liked it a little more skill, if you will, for the Detroit and Colorado and stuff. And I think now where our game has gotten to, I understand why the Oilers fans are upset. Quite frankly, I know why Connor McDavid is so sour. And with good reason, because you can't tell me that they didn't draw a penalty. He didn't draw one penalty. Like, you can't tell me that, right? And that was well documented in our meetings. And I think there's an area that's called a little bit more fair, where it will trend toward protecting Connor McDavid. And remember when Sid had his hand slashed in the Eastern Conference Final?
Yes.
Against the Ottawa Senators? There's an example.
Mark Mathot.
Exactly. That's right, Mark Mathot. And you also remember when you'd see some of these cross checks and in front of the net and in and around the net. And Connor's getting to the net harder and with more frequency than he did before. You know what I mean? Connor's driving and cutting to the net, even though he's not as big a man as Leon. But for the people that are stationary pylons, it seems like, that can get a lick in on him, sometimes they're cross-checking him. I just think by this intent this season to call more of the cross-checks, especially in and around the net, I really feel like they're going to draw more calls. I really do. And speed kills. So last year, although it was disappointing for the Oilers fans, I think big picture, it's bigger than that. Connor McDavid knows that. He's going to continue doing what he does, Draisaitl, all the skill guys that they have. I think they'll get more calls. And also, too, as you get older in the league, you just draw more. You know what I mean?
All day.
You ask Messer or Gretz, those guys weren't getting the calls that the Islanders were getting, if you remember. And the Pittsburgh Penguins weren't drawing a lot of the calls for Mario's first several years in the league. And then all of a sudden, they're like, okay, you guys are, there's no question that you guys are the guys. You're the studs. You're drawing the calls. And I think that'll happen with Connor and Leon up there at Edmonton.
Yeah, well, and the one thing that's happened as well is the Oilers have rounded out their lineup. They lacked depth before. Zach Hyman and Fogle come in. I'll tell you right now, last night, Kevin, Zach Hyman was the Oilers' best. He was the Oilers' best player. Hey, just on that note, Edmonton's got an improved lineup up front. They got a different makeup. I know you're big on Darnell Nurse, who played 32 minutes last night. I think you have him on.
Incredible.
Team Canada for the upcoming Olympics. Let me ask you this, kid. I've got Edmonton winning the Pacific because the Flower is not in Vegas anymore, and I respect everything about that Vegas organization. What do you think? Can the Oilers give everybody's sort of given the Golden Knights first place. Can Edmonton make it a challenge?
I think it's conceivable. Yeah, I mean, they can score the lights out. You add Hyman. You add, obviously, you're able to retain Barry. You also add Fogle for some jam, too. You add Duncan Keith. Hopefully he's okay after that hit last night. I think the main thing is, as long as Smitty keeps kicking, and he was awesome last night again.
Yep.
And you and I talked about this all last year, the level that Mike Smith played at and is playing at, that gives them a chance in the back end. Also, the special teams have been much improved under Dave Tippett, both penalty kill power play. And, oh, by the way, you have these two players you might not have heard of, one that wears 97 and one that wears 29. That can win games on their own. So all that to say, why not? Like, why not the Oil? Brian Boucher said that. We did our ESPN The Point show the other day, live from Vegas. And it was Bucci Gras, Brian Boucher, and myself. So having two goalies on that panel, you know you're in good hands. Just saying. But with that, Bouch said that. He raised that. He goes, hey, don't sleep on the Oil. Like, the Oil can make a push. Everybody's looking at Vegas. But the Oil can certainly make a push, and you got to think Van, just to the west of you guys, you got to think Van's going to be better. They'll be more competitive.
I agree.
The Flames somebody in this household was raised in Calgary, not me. So, you know, there's, I'm curious to see if the Flames are better this year, but why not the Oil? And I agreed, like, that's a wild card without Flower there too in Vegas. Robin Leonard can kick, but it's a TBD where that goes. So I think it's wide open in the Pacific, really.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Calgary is going to give up fewer goals, and Markstrom is going to have better than a 904 save percentage. Vancouver is going to be vastly improved. They've added, you know, they added a quality defenseman and a good top six forward. I have four teams out of the Pacific making it. I'm not as bullish on Seattle. I know you were out there for the expansion. Yeah. I'm a little, like, with Seattle, I wonder where the scoring's going to come from. And I also wonder, Kevin, if they call the cross-checking and some of it, because Seattle's built a big physical defense.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say they're elite puck movers on the back end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're right, especially having a guy like Jamie Oleksiak and some of the other guys that are more physical. Even Gio. Gio's more physical than people, Mark Giordano, than people probably give him credit for. And he's still in impeccable shape. I spoke to him the other day, the morning of their game in Vegas. He's still, like, carved from stone and jacked. And yeah, they're going to trend to be a little bit more physical. And I think some of the competitiveness for those guys and knowing that they were left unprotected in certain instances and stuff, those guys have some chips on their shoulders, as would any expansion team and roster. But look, here's something to consider too, is in that Pacific division, LA's certainly going to be better, obviously. Anaheim's got those young kids that are exciting to watch, Zegras, Mason McTavish, Dale McTavish's son, Jamie Drysdale, who I think has a chance to be a star on the back end too. They've got some young guys in there, and McTavish scored his first shot yesterday, so... San Jose is kind of going to be, I think, maybe the weaker sibling in the division. So you might be able to feast on them a little bit. But all things being equal, I think that the division in general, it's going to really, for me, come down to Vegas and the Oil. That's what I think.
Well, that's, you're going to score points in our market. So much appreciated. Love having you. Hey, you're finally becoming an honest man. You're settling down. Did you put that out there on Twitter? Did I see that somewhere?
Yeah, that's not usually my style, but you're accurate. That is accurate. Yes, exactly. We're recently engaged. So, as I said, I had that Western passport before, but now all of a sudden it looks like it's elevated me to the top tier Western passport status.
There you go.
From the mid tier that I was on before.
Yeah, my wife has reminded me for about the last 15 of the 20 years that saying yes was one of the worst decisions of her life. But anyhow, I digress. Congrats, Kevin.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yvette, that is Kevin Weeks from ESPN and the NHL Network, and he joins us every Thursday on the show, courtesy of Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in solar electrical installation and service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. We'll take a quick time out at 1:23, come back with some texts, and hit the Oilers Now prospect report for Scott Arthur Millwork.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
1:24 in Edmonton. This text comes in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, I hate it when we're talking about Connor McDavid. We're always referring to it as protecting the players. No, it's more like calling a penalty. It's not a matter of protection. There you go. Mike says, Bob, come the HE double hockey stick on. Stop with all the dilly-dilly talk about this dynamic and that dynamic. Call a penalty, whether it's regular season or playoffs. Every blanking year, it's the same discussion, ref, because it never changes. If you had guys calling the letter of the law with the minimum amount of judgment needed from the refs, these discussions wouldn't happen anymore. That one comes to us from Mike. Interesting point. Hey, it's a fast game. It's a difficult game to officiate. And some people prefer managing it. To the Oilers Now Prospect Report every Tuesday and Thursday in Oilers Now for Scott Arthur Millwork. Custom cabinetry, luxury closets, exceptional millwork. Visit ScottArthurMillwork.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
He's coming up on the show in about 10 minutes or so. Luke Prokop, just acquired by the Edmonton Oil Kings, a 6'5", 220-pound right-shot defenseman, going to be a great fit in that system. He was the 7th overall pick in the 2017 Bantam draft to the Calgary Hitmen, who he played for all 153 of his WHL games to this point in his career. But that draft selection was following a great season at U15 when Prokop had 41 points in 30 games as a defenseman. Now, you think with that size, he's going to be your big shutdown kind of guy, and he has those qualities, but actually isn't that bad as far as being fleet of foot either, Bob. I'm sure you'd agree with that. So we'll see how he works in transition as he works his way up to the Nashville Predators program. They took him 3rd overall in 2020's draft.
Yeah, 3rd round draft pick. With Prokop, I mean, the Oil Kings needed to improve their transition game in the back end, and we'll talk to Kurt Hill tomorrow. You know, they've lost a couple pretty good offensive defensemen over the last couple of years, including Matthew Robertson, who's currently with the Rangers organization, a second-round pick a couple of years ago. So may not be done on the back end. Remember, the Oil Kings have 2 first-round picks in the WHL Bantam Draft for the 2021 Bantam Draft, which will take place in early December, and they have a first-round pick in 2022. My guess is they're going to move one of those picks, and it may be for another defenseman. And that is brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork, the Oilers Now Prospect Report, custom cabinetry, luxury closets, exceptional millwork. Visit ScottArthurMillwork.com. There's an old saying in the car business, cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Uncle Milt Rich, Johnny and the gang, out at Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin. Vehicles are in short supply. They do have a couple Broncos in stock for you. If you call them out, one of the boys will shoot a video over to you. Better yet, swing by Brent Ridge. They're taking care of all of those COVID protocol issues, and you can see for yourself. Brent Ridge Ford, your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Don says, Bob, the Oilers will have no problem finishing first. The Golden Knights got rid of the wrong goalie. Lucky if the Golden Knights finish 3rd in division. It'll end up being one of the poorest divisions in the league this year. That one comes to us from Don. I guess time will tell in that regard. We'll head off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. Back with the newest member of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Luke Prokop.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.